Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Shut you down. Yeah, welcome back to the show. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Matt today. I'll be here all week. You can join us on the phone, 844-967-2789. You can also text us at that number. And if you want to send me an email message, feel free. My email address is stumanradio. Stu is spelled S-T-U. It's stumanradio@gmail.com. Today is Tuesday, the 8th of March, and it is International Women's Day. So if you know any international women, you can wish them a happy International Women's Day. But, you know, there's always a theme to the International Women's Day, and this year's theme is Gender Equality Today for a Sustainable Tomorrow. Sounds like a good plan to me. Yeah, it's about 7 minutes after 7 on this Tuesday morning. And we've been discussing, of course, what's going on in Russia and what's going on in Ukraine, actually. Is it time to cut off the Russian oil? If we stop buying Russian oil for the United States, it really won't affect the revenue going into Russia. But there are other things we can do. We can stop other countries from buying the oil if we say that they can't buy the oil with dollars, and we can also start pressuring the European Union to stop buying the natural gas that actually supplies a big portion of the natural gas to Europe. And in fact, most of the natural gas for Italy does come from Russia. So that would seriously affect the revenue going into Russia, but it would also affect the a lot of other things, too. Places like Italy and the European Union would have to figure out other sources for the natural gas they need. We've been discussing that. We also have been talking about Ron Johnson and his call yesterday to once again try to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's like he's trying to replay the greatest hits. Our buddy Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. And in response to his call yesterday to repeal and replace Obamacare, of course, Nancy Pelosi had something to say. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded to Johnson's radio comments with a tweet. Pelosi said, "Here we go again. Even in the wake of a pandemic, the GOP just can't quit their obsession with ripping health care away from Americans with pre-existing conditions." White House spokesperson Jen Psaki also posted a critical tweet, quote, "Senate Republicans have a plan to gut health care, raise premiums, and strip protections for pre-existing conditions. They also want to raise taxes on half of Americans, including seniors and working families. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Senator Rick Scott and Senator Ron Johnson." Last year, by the way, this what I'm reading from here is an article. It was in today's Journal Sentinel. It says, last year, the Biden administration said 31 million Americans accessed health care through the Affordable Care Act. A record 14.5 million signed up for the insurance for 2022, according to the Biden administration. So that's our Senator Ron Johnson calling for the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, and his buddy Rick Scott from Florida saying that it's time for everybody to start paying some income tax. Even if you only make $10,000 or $15,000, you should still have, what do they call it? Some skin in the game. Anyway, what's your opinion? What do you think? should we even consider what these two Republican senators are talking about? Anyway, there's a few other things I want to get to here before we run out of time. If you want to comment on any of these topics, feel free, 844-967-2789. And, you know, one thing that we have had to be concerned with as we try to push back on Russia and what's going on is, what would China do? How is China involved in all of this? You know, we know that there was a meeting a couple of weeks ago between Vladimir Putin and President Xi of China. What do they talk about? Well, word is, the rumor is, that Putin asked Xi not to, or I should say that Xi asked Putin not to invade Ukraine until after the Olympics were over. Of course, the Olympics were in China. So evidently that's one of the things they discussed, but let's talk about this just for a minute. And before I get into this article that was in the New York Times today, let's go to the phone lines and take a call from Dick in Madison. Dick, what do you have to add today? Nice to hear from you.
Well, you know, Stu, when they talk about this skin in the game and everybody's going to have to have their taxes raised a little bit, of course they are. The last guy's only signature achievement, the only thing he achieved, was a massive tax cut for corporate America. And what do they turn around and do to us? Price gouge us. You know, CEOs keep taking big, big bonuses when they've hit the companies who had, you know, great years coming out of this, or great year coming out of this pandemic. But they just got to have more. And the same thing with these oil companies. We're crying out loud. They're making windfall profits, and you can't put a little skin in the game for the country. Yeah, but his tax cut, Trump's, is a direct result of why, you know, they're rushing around looking for revenue now.
Right.
And of course, they'll try and take it from the people that least can afford it.
Yeah, and not just the corporations, of course, but the billionaires as well. How many billionaires are there that don't pay anything in taxes or pay way below what they should be paying, and oftentimes pay less of a percentage of their income than working class people?
Well, you mean like Trump himself saying, because I'm smarter?
Yeah, that's what it takes. It takes a smart guy to try to rip off the United States government and the people of the United States, making them pay more because he figured out a way to scam the IRS. What a great American.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't find a guy that has less skin in the game as far as the country is concerned.
Isn't that the truth? All right, Dick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Hey, let's go to the phones again and talk to Linda from Madison. Linda, what do you have to say today? Thanks for calling.
Well, first I'm going to say hi, Stu.
Hey, hello, hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today?
Well, I think you're asking a very good question. And we're in a kind of a no-win situation, but I'm going to go with choice number three, which is to do all three options one at a time, if our intention is to stop them from killing people in Ukraine. If we're playing a different game, well, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. It's time to do something. We can't stand by and watch innocent people being murdered in the streets of Ukraine. It's time to do something. And we could go at it one at a time, as that opinion piece stated. First, cutting off the supply to the United States, which really wouldn't affect the revenue going into Russia. But then the secondary sanctions, not allowing people to buy oil from Russia with dollars from the United States. And then the third option, of course, would be to try to get the European Union to cut back on the amount of oil and natural gas that they purchase. So I'm with you 100% on that. It's time to do something right away. You know, people say, well, we don't want to get involved in World War III stuff, you know. But if you look at what's going on in Ukraine, those people are already involved in World War III, and they are innocent. So it's time to do something. What do you think?
Well, I think there are a lot of innocent people who are suffering, but someone's going to have to be the grown-up in the room, and the grown-up would say, one, two, three. And then they'd have another set of little encouragements, because somebody's going to have to be the grown-up, and maybe we could give it a shot. What do you think?
Yeah, and what's your opinion on the no-fly zones? Have you thought about that? Is it time to establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine that would possibly lead to direct conflict between U.S. fighter jets and Russian fighter jets? Are we there yet?
Sure, we are. We've been there because they've got enough equipment toe-to-toe out there. But until we actually do things that really demonstrate who's the grown-up in the room, we're just going to keep dinking around. And I think dinking around is going to hurt more. And if America doesn't like paying for gas, if they don't like wearing a mask, if they don't like this, they can practice being a grown-up too.
All right, Linda, thank you for calling today. I appreciate it. All right. Hey, getting back to this story here that I was talking about concerning China. What's their position now? Of course, a couple of weeks ago when this invasion of Ukraine started, it sounded like China wanted to sit on the sidelines, not take a side, not take a stand. Things might be changing, though. This is from the New York Times. The headline is, "Why Beijing Likes Stability." I'm going to read just a little bit of this before we go to our next break. As China has emerged as a power over the past decade, it has benefited from the political disarray among its global rivals. The United States organized a Pacific trade pact meant to counter China's rise and then refused to ratify that very pact because of domestic policies. We'll get more into this story after we come back from the break. Stick around, give us a call. 844-967-2789. You're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.
When he said, "John, go do my will, go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man."